it's Mario Lopez waiting on hold right now from Brooklyn 99. My man Terry Crews, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Mario? How you doing, man? Love you, brother.
I love you too, man. It's good to see you the other day, you and the lovely Mrs. Crews for a nice event right there.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. Good to see you too.
Now, you've got a week-long holiday special starting tonight on the CW. Terry Crews saves Christmas. Now, how are you saving Christmas, Terry?
Listen, first, I just got to break it down, okay? You know, if Christmas had a spirit animal, you know, it's me. It's a 250-pound black man named Terry Crews. And I just got to say, man, no one has done Christmas like me. I mean, I've been married 27 years, 5 kids,
wow,
a grandbaby, so Christmas around my house is a big deal, and it's been that way for over 30 years, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know, but this is the thing. I've made all the mistakes, Mario. I really messed up a lot of Christmases, you know, trying to do too much. And I'm pre-internet. When you couldn't order things online, you were always, I had to run around and get in lines and all that stuff. And I tried to do it too late, and people would be disappointed. And the
right.
whole thing, you set people up for failure. And I had to just bring in the professionals, man. I said, look, if I'm going to do this show, I got to show people how to do it right. And I brought in a chef by the name of Dean Shermay and a designer by the name of Vanessa De Leon, and we basically take their holiday, you know, regular families from all over America, and do their holiday get together, and basically redo it and revamp it so that it reflects their traditions and so they can do everything in a much bigger, better way.
So who are these people you're helping, and what kind of problems are they having with the holidays?
Well, you know what? The thing is all families are basically the same. And when you talk about the holidays, the problem is that, you know, you have to make everyone's dreams come true. But that's impossible. You know, you can't give everybody what they want.
Right.
So everybody always ends up lacking. And you, especially, are going to need therapy because when it's over, this is why the holidays are supposed to be this wonderful, joyous time. And they can end up being really depressing because you really are not, you haven't really achieved what you want to achieve. And this is what we found with these families. They're so busy.
Right.
I mean, we went to Chicago. We went to, all over Los Angeles. Different. I mean, we kind of got a nice cross-section of people just to show how busy people get. And what we tried to do is just let them know, don't try to do everything. Just relax with it. This is about the fun. It's about the spirit, not the pressure. And we tell them with 5 to 10 minutes of just wonderful planning, you can make up for 5 days of running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah, because it can be very, very stressful, especially if you got, like, if you're in a relationship with your family and one lives far away, and where do you spend it, and with the travel, and that can get pricey too, and it's cold back there. Ain't nobody trying to get back there right now. You don't want to be in Chicago in the holidays.
Yes.
You know, that's what I have to deal with Mrs. Lopez over here. And you're in a bit of a tricky situation because your wife's birthday happens to be on Christmas Eve, right?
Yes.
So she probably grew up her whole life with Christmas birthday presents.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And she said, I got the shaft. She straight up told me. She's like, I got the shaft. And she said, Christmas sucked because they were going, and there you go. And there's that one gift. And so this is the thing. For the last, for our most of our marriage, I've had to do Christmas big. Like, Christmas and her birthday all at the same time, I save up. I make sure, you can't come halfway, And then,
right.
But the problem is like I said, some of the mistakes I used to make is when I tried to do things last minute, and then, she's really crushed. You know what I mean? It's like you didn't even think about it.
Right.
You didn't take the time.
Women like the effort.
Oh, man, they want the effort, man. Listen, you can't fake it. You can't just spend some money and then try to just make it happen, like, real quick.
They want to see you put in work.
Plan it. Put the work in and show that you love and show that you care. But again, I have to say, there's easier ways. It's like learning, once you get a GPS, you don't have to go through the Thomas Guide map anymore. What I mean?
That's a good analogy.
It's like sometimes there are some life hacks that can help you out. And that's what we show, people how to do on this show.
Oh, that's great, man. Well, does your family have new holiday traditions now? Have you guys set any kind of traditions now that you've started with the kids and everything?
The big thing with my wife, with my wife's birthday being Christmas Eve, we have a huge tradition. We do every year. We go to a restaurant. We all bring one present. And first of all the family presents their presents to my wife to celebrate her birthday. And we make sure it's a birthday party. You know what I mean? And it's totally separate from Christmas. But since it is Christmas Eve, all the kids and we all open one present and present that to each other that night. So it becomes a really fun thing. So it's kind of like a double day. And then the next day is when everything goes off and we set up the whole Christmas thing and then everybody opens the presents and all that. So it's become a tradition in our home that Christmas Eve is just as important as Christmas Day.
That's festive then. It's like Mardi Gras Christmas at the
cruise house. Yeah, it's like it goes on and on.
Yeah. Hey, man, the NFL playoffs around the corner. Who do you like coming out of AFC and NFC?
Wow. Well, you know, the Patriots are always just sick, man. They're sick with it. I think that
who they play? Who do you think? Who do you like? Who do you think they play for the AFC championship?
Man, you know, I don't. Right now, it's anybody's game. You know, it's weird because I like Seattle. And I think the Super Bowl might be Seattle and the Patriots again. I really do. It's really weird. I think Seattle's is going to come out of nowhere because I think they're finally peaking. You know what I mean? And it's also, there are some teams that finally got their losses, you know, like the, right. I love the Cowboys, and that makes them more dangerous because now they realize they're mortal. So, you know, before, you know, it's kind of like you go undefeated and you feel all good and then all of a sudden you tank, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now they got a loss under their belt.
Keep you hungry.
They're going to be dangerous, dog. Yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah, that defense is pretty good too. I kind of like the Giants, to be honest with you.
They're come out of nowhere.
They're coming out of nowhere.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, they're creepy. I kind of like the Giants. And then I like Pitt in New England, the AFC, the championship. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to kind of root against New England, so we'll see. Should be good.
I know. We'll see. It's good.
Exactly. Well, Terry, man, always great to catch up with you. And listen, Terry Crews Saves Christmas airs tonight through Friday on the CW. Whole week long of Terry Crews. That's awesome. You can follow him on Twitter. No, who gets a week? You get a week, sir. At Terry Crews, you can follow you. And thank you so much for calling in, man.
Hey, love you, man. Thank you, Mario. You got it, brother.
Best to the family.
Christmas.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye.
On with Mario Lopez.